It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Thursday morning. I'm Travis Crin. So we do have Mitchell boys basketball tonight on KORN. Pre-game show at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock at Pier. Mitchell boys now at 6-2 on the season. Picked up a 64-51 win at Huron Thursday night. The Colonels, they're currently tied for 6th in seed points in AA boys, along with Aberdeen Central. Pier right now, they're 9th in seed points. They have a 4-3 record. They're coming off a 46-43 loss at Winter here on Tuesday. Meanwhile, for the Mitchell girls, they lost at Huron on Tuesday. They're now 1-6, looking for their second win of the season. They will be back at the Corn Palace tomorrow night versus Pier. Again, you can only hear that game here in Mitchell on KORN. So we got the Mitchell boys tonight at Pier and the Mitchell girls tomorrow only here on KORN coming up tomorrow night. South Dakota State, they're playing tonight. We will not have coverage of those games because of Mitchell at Pier. The women, they'll be at Omaha tonight at 5 o'clock for a doubleheader. The men's game will then be at 7:30. SDSU, they're 4-0 in the Summit League. The men are with a 13-4 record. Head coach Eric Henderson says that their opponent tonight, Omaha, they like to play fast.
They've got a lot of new faces. They can score it. They can shoot it. They really want it. They want a high possession game, which we do too. And we got to make sure we stay true to who we are and not chuck some tough shots. We need to make sure we stay true to our identity, which is making sure we're playing through the post, making sure we're taking quality shots and sharing the basketball.
We will have coverage of the Jackrabbits coming up here this weekend on Saturday. The men are at home versus Denver, while the women are at Denver. So we'll have a coverage of that women's game coming up here at Denver on Saturday. South Dakota, now one of 45 states in the country to play softball in the spring. The decision was made yesterday by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. South Dakota, now the last state in the country to sanction softball. They did that this past November. There was also debate of whether to play the season in the fall or to play it in the spring. Class A and AA schools currently play softball as a club sport in the fall, and they had hoped that it would stay in the fall, but there was fear about winter weather lingering into the spring and causing disruptions. Ultimately, they decided to move softball into the spring. So that'll start coming up next year. The first practices will be March 20th of 2023, with the first games played on March 31st next year. Regions held May 25th, probably right around Memorial Day, with the state tournament held that first weekend in June. South Dakota becomes the final state in the country to sanction softball through their High School Activities Association. With a look at your sports on this Thursday morning, I'm Travis Crins.